Time to get back into our talk with Tammy from Indian Country Sports and Lots. And this is part two, continued from our last outdoor report. Well, what's going on the inland lakes and streams? Have you heard anything?
Oh, yeah. That's a lot of fun. Oh, my gosh. That is so much fun. I've been out on the inland lakes myself. One of the guys I go out with and my daughter and myself, he just gets the biggest kick out of. He says, I squeal when I catch a fish. Even if I get a bite, it's too much fun.
You get a little excited, huh?
I just don't have a poker face or something. I just get too excited. We're catching pike, and that's like out at the boat launch on Prickett Dam.
Okay,
Prickett and Dam. And Otter Lake, and gosh, there's so much. And they're doing well on the brook trout. Golly.
Really?
Like
the
so
brook
much.
Trout, too? Okay.
Yeah, brook trout. It's okay. It's not great, but just this is the best place to be, I'm telling you.
Well,
you just can't beat it up here.
I'm not
no better
argue.
Place to live.
You definitely
what?
Won't get an argument from me on that. Even if the fishing's just good, it's still awesome to be out there and catch a few fish, right?
It's just awesome. And even if I don't catch any fish, just whoever I'm with, if they're catching fish, I'm good to go.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I get just excited.
Well, tell me, what have you been seeing moving, for different species of fish, like the brook trout fishermen? Are they mostly fishing live bait, or are they fishing spinners, or...?
They're beetle spins and some, like the crappie minnows.
Okay.
Some are using the medium shiners, and a lot of them are using, they're going out with leaf worms.
Okay, leaf worms, all right.
Mm-hmm, yep.
And what about on the inland lakes? Have you heard, you mentioned pike, but what about the walleye? Have you heard anything about the walleye?
Holy cow, the walleye, they're getting some pretty big walleye, big ones. They're not puny out here anymore. They're decent size.
So are you saying,
holy cow,
are they getting them, when you say out there, I mean, are you talking about on the big lake, in the bay there?
No. Inland lakes, I'm telling you.
Okay.
Inland lake. I keep mentioning Prickett Dam, like where the boat launches, because there's all these like inlets, you know, like these little cavernous places that you can go in and fish in the weeds and stuff where they're hiding out.
That's cool.
Yes. Yeah, so
any word cool. What they using for the walleye?
We were having success on the Roadrunners.
Oh, really? Any color of Roadrunner?
They seem to like the one that's multicolored. It's like the tiger.
Okay, fire tiger, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, perfect. I appreciate your time, Tammy.
Absolutely. I hear, Adam, that you're going to be out here pretty soon.
Yes,
August
4th.
August 4th.
Yeah. Thursday night, August 4th, Jason Steele will be there playing at the Bandshell on the lake there.
I can't wait. Yeah. I get to meet you finally.
Yeah, we'll have a good time that night, too. It'll be fun.
I'm so excited.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, Tammy, yeah, we'll look forward to meeting you on August 4th, Thursday night, there at the Bandshell. And we'll catch up with you probably before that to get another fishing report, though.
Oh, yay. I can't wait.
I'll give you a call.
Sounds great, Adam.
Tammy from Indian Country Sports and Lots, and this is The Outdoor Show.